So yeah.
Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die, the other official tea podcast.
Yay, all right.
Today I'm here with...
JC Arkham.
And...
Steven Nelson of the Tea Rage Podcast.
And...
I am Two Buck Chuck.
All right, today we're drinking Bigelow's Cozy Chamomile Herb Tea. Calming chamomile for quiet moments. Let's steep, shall we?
I'm not impressed by the graphic designer who did the labeling on this, though.
I believe it was in the 1800s.
Yeah, I was about to say. They did the labeling when Victoria was queen.
Carved on stone.
I thought I was in a Cocos, but now I think I'm in Lisa's Tea Time Treasures. I'm not sure.
All right, yeah. So while it steeps using the appropriate bobbing method, let's talk a little bit about a science fiction author that I actually appreciate.
He's literally bobbing the tea.
This is what you do.
Up and
this
down,
is the equivalent, man. This is equivalent of shaking a Polaroid.
Speaking of which, it is not tea.
All right, so here's the quest. Ooh, I can already smell it. It smells like cozy chamomile herb tea. Calming chamomile for quiet moments.
I'm going to need it.
Hell, man.
Now,
these moments are anything but quiet.
Now, I have been reading of late Jules Verne.
Oh. Ooh.
Now, you might have heard of him. He wrote some books recently.
He's this H.G. Wells imitator.
And somewhere, Zombie Verne has just emerged from the grave saying, Nelson's grave.
The French H.G. Wells.
I will get you for saying that.
That reminds me, we need to get H.G. Wells and Jules Verne in a death match.
You know what's funny? They've both already lost.
The match actually, with death.
Yes. The funniest thing I've ever heard is H.G. Wells and Orson Welles talking. And
oh, yes.
Yes, it's a radio show from 1939, and there's a great moment where H.G. Wells says, "And Orson, I hear your new picture, Citizen Kane." And it's like, oh my God, that's the greatest shill line in history. But now, Jules Verne was writing hard science fiction in the 1870s. Sorry, more bobbing. Now, what's your...
Around the time when they designed that label.
I would have no doubt that to be true. Now, I'm thinking that the greatest Wells adaptation, or Verne, you've got me doing, damn you, Le Bouchouk. I'm sorry, Du Bouchouk.
Designed by his brother, Aloysius Verne.
Was that the 1950s version of 20,000 Leagues.
Well, okay, wait a minute, you made another of your jumps.
That was the greatest adaptation of Verne.
Oh, well...
You're talking about the Disney adaptation.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Well, there's the notional musical of The Time Machine that they mentioned in the movie The Time Machine.
That's true. That is true.
That is also H.G. Wells, but I thought I'd...
That could be the most original product placement in the film ever.
So you also like War of the Worlds, too, right?
Which one? I didn't see the one from 2005 because I don't see crap movies, just like Steven doesn't drink crap tea.
But maybe
when you hang around today.
Except when you're hanging around me.
But maybe Siri Kuz will be in the sequel. What do you think,
huh? Now, you know what? I would watch that.
You would
you
watch
know why? Love her hair. She had Archer-level hair when she was born. That was spectacular.
Okay.
She's a she, right? Surrey Cruz?
Surrey,
okay,
yes.
Just making sure. All right, we're checking the smell test.
Much in the same way that Audrey Tautou was the descendant of Christ, she's the descendant of Jules Verne, so.
Oh, well, there you go. You know what's great about Christ? Everything. Okay, so let's make sure we're still recording. That would be good. Yes, we are.
Yeah,
we've reached a lovely shade of urinal cake.
Yeah, we're I'd say right now we're at bad ginger ale. And I'm not going to pour it until we're at halfway decent ginger ale. Actually, I'd go so far as to say ginger beer. All right. Now, what was the last book you read?
Ginger snaps with that?
Steve?
Well, let's see. That would still be Charlie Strauss's...
Charlie Strauss's crap.
Crap, yeah. Yes.
Charlie Strauss's crap, which is 90% of
crap. That'd be Cory Doctorow's crap.
You know, mentioning Cory Doctorow, I'm guest of honor at WesterCon 67 next year, where Cory is the writer guest.
Good for him.
Chill. How about you, Chuck? You read a lot.
I do. My latest is Chicks Dig Time Lords.
Oh, really? Ooh, you're getting around to that.
Yes.
That's a very good book. Lynn Thomas, a good friend, of course, was one of the editors. And there's a piece by Johanna Mead in there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Read it just an hour ago.
Which really? Is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
How about you? What was the last book you read?
I'm actually in the middle of reading Man of Steel novel right now.
The novel?
Novel. That novel adaptation, yes.
Of The Man of Steel.
Based on the screenplay. Right.
Based on the screenplay.
Yes.
Ellen Dean Foster?
Under a pseudonym.
Yeah, under a pseudonym, yes.
I'm tired of seeing my name on these damn books.
What's funny is I actually managed to finish a book today.
Really?
Yes, I actually read
it. You started today?
It's called The Osiris something or other.
Oh, you started that back in 2004.
Oh, is that the man thing?
It's a, no, it's just a new, it's the sequel to The Lazarus Machine. It's a steampunk, so basically, Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
In a world where Nikola Tesla has managed to figure out fun ways to do stuff with this mysterious power.
You mean like he hasn't?
Yeah. Right. So he came up with a mysterious power. He can also separate souls from people's bodies and put them into little vials and use them to power robots.
Anybody can do most of that.
Anyone can do most of that. Well, actually,
with my backyard science,
I can separate souls from people's bodies. Yeah.
So
if you've got a fries card,
you get the equipment to do it.
Nick Mitt.
Yeah, so basically, Sherlock Holmes' soul has been taken from his body and put into this kid.
Encyclopedia
and,
Brown?
And it's sort of a... Yeah, in a way, yes. All right, people.
It's Moriarty.
We are there now.
That Moriarty bitch.
So officially, I am now pouring the 4 cups of tea.
Actually, officially, you're passing out the 4 cups.
Okay, don't talk. It sickens me. Cup number 1.
Ah, here comes the liquid. Cash. The elixir.
That was awful.
And you want to dump it on your
cup number 2. And I'm spilling more on the table than on...
It's okay. The chamomile will calm the circuit. Permanently.
This veneer is chamomile qualified.
Right, you can have the bag.
All right, the official first point is the sniff test smell.
Oh, my God.
It does smell a little like wet cardboard.
Yeah, yeah.
A little like that armpit of the Roman soldier that stuck the spear into the side of Christ.
Stuffed with potpourri.
A lot of herbal tea is on the basis of, if it tastes and smells this bad, it's got to
be good for you. Yes. And now, I will say this, though. Looking at it, it is the color of some sort of animal urine.
Sure.
I'm not sure what the animal is.
I would say emu at this point.
Macaque? Can I say macaque?
I'm thinking, if we're keeping with the Verne theme, it has to be a narwhal, right?
No. One does not simply step into the ocean and not expect to be impaled by a narwhal.
Does anybody know what narwhal urine looks like?
This. For the folks at home, I'm pointing at my cup.
Yes.
Or Nautilus.
Yeah.
Nautilus.
Yes. All right, now we're taking a sip. Here we go.
Oh,
and bottoms up.
Oi.
Positively weak and unpleasant at the same time.
It tastes almost of nothing.
Yes. Is there butter in the bag?
That would be nice.
I feel like I
hello!
Just...
Are you doing a tea cast?
Yes, we're doing a tea cast.
Most important things going on.
Yes.
Circumference is showing up.
Bring your own bag.
Yes.
I got.
You can have this one.
I have some.
Like the record show, I am waving the.
You are waving the spent tea bag
in a threatening manner.
Don't drink tea angry.
Yeah, this is. I wouldn't say it's bad. There's not enough there for it to be bad.
No, it smells bad. It tastes nothing.
It tastes nothing. You are exactly right.
I feel like I just sucked on a potpourri bag.
I'll be honest.
I figured it out. I think this is the last time I tasted this. I was eating a crayon.
So yesterday?
Yeah. So like Wednesday, yeah.
Like the chunky bits in the sandbox? I don't know.
Oh. All right, people. Now it's time for the segment of the show we call Darjeelings Are Forever, where we talk about what Bond villains would be drinking. And today it's my favorite Bond villain.
Jaws.
No. Jaws is not actually my favorite. Xenia Onatopp.
Oh.
GoldenEye.
Played by...
Famke Johnson!
No!
The most attractive of all the Bond villains, I would say. Oh, wow, that's a big statement.
Oh, wow, that is kind of big.
Pretty hot one.
There was Maude Adams.
You're not far off.
No. So let's see, what type of tea would Xenia Onatopp be drinking?
Oh my God.
See, she's a villain, so she's not going to drink good tea. So this is, remember, this is not a recommendation. I believe she would drink Earl Grey with milk and sugar.
Oh, wow. Wow, you basically just laid sacrilege at her feet. Actually, no, even worse would be milk, sugar, and lemon.
Yeah, yeah. No, she would wait till the moment when you're about to drink it, then pour the lemon in.
Yes.
You know who would drink this?
Who would drink?
Doctor No, because I hear he has trouble sleeping, and this is supposed to give you that sleepy time feeling.
That's true, it does. Mm. Now, I will actually say this. I know exactly what Jenya Onatopp would drink.
Vodka.
Tsar Nicholas tea, which is basically the Russian equivalent of Lipton's.
Yes. Okay.
And that is exactly what she'd be drinking. Either that or lemon lift.
No.
Wait a minute.
I disagree. She is a cigar smoker, so she will have a nice brandy.
True.
With her tea.
With her. Ooh. Yeah.
We can't say Lapsang Souchong, by the way, because that's been used twice on this show already.
Yes, and lemon lift not used at all.
Well, I was assuming.
Yes, these things happen. You know what happens when you assume you make an ass out of you?
And Famke Johnson.
Famke Johnson's ass.
And that bell just got rung, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Well, on that note, I suddenly lost interest. So this has been